there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. Before we get started, let's give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com. You can also find them on Facebook. All right, so let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse, super mom, minister, and personal friend, Megan Brown. Megan, welcome to Mill Housing Nation.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited because we have so many things that we're going to talk about today, and I know our listeners are going to find so much value out of what you have to offer. So thank you for being a guest today and for sharing your story.
I can't wait to tell it. It's a fun one.
Yes. All right, so let's dive in. And before we get started on what you're doing with your ministry, because that's fascinating, I want to jump into your personal military life journey. So tell me about your military life. How many PCSs and how long have you been a military spouse?
Oh, my gosh. So my husband and I, we met in 2005. We've been married for almost 13 years. We've PCSed 4 times, but I have moved houses 10 separate times.
Stop it. Why?
I have a system. I can pack and unpack a house in 2 days. There's a color coding system. It's insane. We have bought and sold 2 houses in our lifetime as military family. And we are getting good at it, girlfriend. We're getting good.
So a little bird told me that you have a funny story, and I love stories, and I would love for us to kick off our episode with a little story about how somebody went over 2,000 pounds on a military move because of books.
Yes. Have you ever had the military movers walk into your house, make this a huge face and utter, "Wow, lady, you really must like to read." I had no idea that I was going to cause us to go over 2,500 pounds in extra weight. But as they were packing my books, I started to have an inkling that we may be a little bit over. So right after we moved here, we are currently at Warner Robins, Georgia. And as I'm unloading my books and we get the notification that we were overweight, I called the moving company and begged and pleaded that it could get counted as professional gear.
Oh, my gosh. What did they say?
Well, they gave me a break. They counted 500 pounds of it as professional gear, but the rest of it, I'm just going to have to be a hobby reader.
Oh, my goodness. Girlfriend.
Yeah, a lot of books. I love them. I collect them. They live all over my home.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you should start a business where you, like, ship them to other military spouses so we can disperse the weight for you when we PCS.
Yeah. I am so fanatic about my books. Books take up 99% of the real estate in my home. There's not a room in this house that doesn't have a bookshelf. So one day I'm just going to have to purchase more square footage for an in-home library. I think that's the end goal.
Well, you know, Mill Housing Network can help you find that perfect house, my friend.
Hey, I know who I'm calling when it's time to look. I told my husband that when we buy our forever house, that I'm going to have an insane amount of space just for my books because they're kind of spread out all over the place. So I know who I'm calling in a few years, sister.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh, girl. We got to get you one of those libraries with those library stairs that roll with the wheels. I would love that.
Yes.
I would love that so much. Okay. Well, let's jump into how has the military life. So, Megan, military life obviously has impacted your career, and you started on another path, and you were on a journey, and I love your path and your journey and your passion behind all your paths. So tell me about all your paths, and then I want to know how creating that was impacted through the military, because it was impacted by your military life, yes?
Absolutely. So, being a career minister in the military hasn't been without its challenges. But because all her past primarily serves military spouses and their surrounding communities, the military is the reason we exist. Mm-hmm. So instead of viewing this lifestyle as just a road of constant and perpetual challenges, my husband and I view this way of life as a way to live on mission. So we've kind of centered the way that we do, and I'm making bunny ear quotes here, the way that we do business as a military family surrounding by the needs of our military community. So what we've done, all her past began as a small group Bible study. Just a few women that were committed to coming together to building community, and that group has grown into a community of over 4,000 women locally online. And so what we do is out of that, we host an annual women's ministry conference called Rooted. We've created a culture shift in the military community. I mean, in years past, a new spouse would host a direct sales party or join the local spouses club to get connected. But now, women are hosting small groups of women in their homes over the word to really create opportunities for fellowship and community. So All Her Past was really born out of the necessity of community in our military neighborhoods and base housing units. So we've loved the opportunities that we've had to teach women to become master community builders.
I love that, Megan. And you are the master of community building because you've grown so many online communities. Obviously, I had the pleasure of being in the Mill Spouse Tribe community, which is a Facebook group that Megan admins along with Alana. And that group is such a positive group for the military spouses to go and get resources, encouragement, and to connect with like-minded military spouses. And I think you're absolutely right. There is a need for community. And as the way we communicate changes and becomes more digital, I love what you're doing with Rooted. And I love that you're bringing it back to in-person because I feel like that connection, that human interest of always connecting face-to-face doesn't go away as we become more digital.
Absolutely. And I think that if there's anything that I could impart to women nowadays is that while we connect digitally and we can have that false sense of security of how connected we are based on how many friends we have on Facebook, really it's about changing our minds to do life together and rebuild that village. And that can't happen without intentional relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. And I love that because it does. It comes back to communities, villages, connecting locally. And the trend that I've personally seen, and Megan, I hate to say it, but I'm an old military spouse now in the active community, is that a lot of the younger military spouses are doing just digital connections, and I think they're feeling very alone.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I would have to say, and I've always, you know, I've never really loved the term seasoned military spouse.
I go for the jugular. I'm old. It's fine. I've embraced the term.
I was a military spouse before Facebook got real big. So, yep. You know, it's kind of one of those things that we intrinsically learned that we had to connect with our neighbors around us. And nowadays we see the younger generation of military spouses will go online to their local spouses page. And what I kind of joke, they do the mom seeking mom friends post.
Uh-huh.
And I know that I've been guilty of those myself. You know, you move to a new place and how do you get connected? But it really is about being intentional, about paying attention to the lives of others and finding a way that you can walk alongside an active relationship in person. Because, man, there is a large difference between a, hey, I've been thinking about you post and walk over with a hot cup of coffee and say, hey, I've been thinking about you.
Yeah. Well, and I would love to bring that back. I mean, if we can just create a challenge for our military spouses to collaborate together with other local military spouses and to reach out to them and to physically go see them. I know there's studies done that women live longer because of their personal networks and those personal face-to-face relationships.
We have a saying at our house, and that's keep the front door open. Mm-hmm. We leave our front door open. Anyone that knows me knows that there's baked goods and hot coffee at my house.
Oh, girl,
so
I know that on Facebook.
Open.
I want to go get some of your amazing cupcakes I see you're making all the time.
Oh, man. My cupcake habit is something serious. I make cupcakes because I like art that you can eat. So instead of painting or sketching or doing the things that, you know, typically relax people through art, I like to play with butter. So in doing that, I get a sweet treat at the end, and then there's little to no mess.
I love following it, and your cupcakes are gorgeous, by the way. So coming from one
so
baker
much.
To another, I too share the passion for making the beautiful cupcake art. I wish I had more time for it.
Yes. There are only 24 hours in the day, and I feel like sometimes I'm begging for 26.
Yes.
But I absolutely love the way that the military can bring people together, and there's so many ways to build community within that people group, because all of us have the same heartfelt need, and that's to be connected to where we live. And because we move so often, that does present some challenges. But if you're a military spouse and you feel lonely today and you don't really know exactly how to get connected in, know that community was the original design. And so as we walk through this journey together, if we are intentional and we just change our mind about the way that that looks, we can chase down that community and build it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So, and it's a message that resonates with me. And so I appreciate you taking this journey and for pulling this together, because I know you're helping many military spouses in this capacity. So my next question lies with, what are some of the major challenges that you feel military families consistently face?
Oh my goodness, there are so many. But the most common are our marriage maintenance, community building, and finding purpose as a military spouse. Mm-hmm. So many times, you know, we make very large changes to our lives to follow our husbands around or our wives. We make career changes. We make geographical changes. We make big choices to follow our airmen around, or in my case, airmen, but our service member. And so there's always this underlying tone of, what is my purpose during this season?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I spend a lot of time with, you know, obviously marriage maintenance is its own thing. You know, there's the hard work of reconnecting and reintegrating after deployment, finding ways to plug in at a local community and experience growth can be difficult. I mean, really, this is where I believe the local church can make all the difference, or even just a local community. Being plugged in at a local church or finding, you know, the spiritual resources to be fed through serving and equipping and providing resources for marriages to be done well,
mm-hmm.
I feel like is the great thing there. When it comes to community building, like we talked about earlier, the digital age makes it difficult to connect.
It does.
And you know, it's set aside if you have any kind of social anxiety or you're struggling with anything, connecting is hard enough without those things. But today it seems that there are more that are facing, you know, crippling social anxiety when it comes to making new friends. And I jokingly call it the dating season. You know, we're new here at Warner Robins, so I'm in the dating season,
uh-huh.
where you invite women to coffee and you ask those guided questions, trying to figure out if you can be compatible.
Where's our tribe?
Yep. Yeah, you know, I one blind date after the other, and that's the season we're in. But really striving to build that community and knowing that, you know, you're going to build it, but it's going to have to come apart sooner or later because, you know, this one will move or that one will move. And really, I think the three are connected,
mm-hmm.
Marriage maintenance, community building, and finding purpose. I think that, you know, when we find our tribe, and we can build that community, they help us find purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find that purpose, whether that's an amazing business like Mill Housing Network or ministry, or you're an entrepreneur, I mean, there's so many ways that your tribe can completely lift you up in those moments and help you find out what the things that you love are.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're absolutely right. And I love that you touch on those three components, because I would say 90% of the questions that we get asked, and I know that military spouses face, are within those three categories. So I don't think I've ever heard anyone break it down so eloquently as you, Megan. So thank you for that.
I think that as we get older, you and I, Lindsay, part of our job is to really impart some of the wisdom that we've learned as spouses to this next generation of spouses coming in. their challenges are a little bit different than the challenges that we face. And more, we are finding that you and I are the older woman. Whereas before, while there were mentoring programs and there was this kind of village community, mm-hmm. That village is all but disappeared. And it's up to you and me to continue to carry the torch, so to speak, and to shed the light on how to navigate this life well for the women that come behind us, the men and women that come behind us. But as we continue, I know that through podcasts like this and the heart behind Mill Housing Network and the vision that you have, that you're going to continue to impact communities and teach women that they can do this too. You're amazing.
Oh, well, by the way, Megan was not paid any kind of bribe money to say all those lovely things. So thank you, Megan. That actually means a lot. So I appreciate it. And I don't think that any one woman can do it on her own. It takes a full-on army of, like you said, finding your community and finding your tribe and then working together as a community to push initiatives forward. And I think the more that we talk about some of these issues like marriage, building community, and talking about purpose within military spouse and to get even more granular on those particular topics, I think women are now coming out, and men, military spouses are coming out and saying, like, look, the grass isn't very rosy on this side sometimes. And sometimes it's just nice knowing that other people are struggling and they are there with you. So I think that you bring a lot to our community in highlighting some of those issues, and what you're doing impacts a lot of military spouses. So for that friend, I am forever grateful. What is the most impactful part of the work that you do? And I mean, girlfriend, we could probably spend a whole podcast episode on this because you do a lot and you impact a lot of people. But if you had to sum it up, what is the most impactful part of the work that you do?
If I had to down it to a one-liner, it's really sharing with men and women that are you know, doing this military lifestyle, that they are not alone, mm-hmm. That they need community, and that can be built. The most impactful part of the work that I do really involves empowering others to build this life well. Mm-hmm. When we see a woman that goes from an isolated place, a wallflower woman, as you would call her, to finding what it is that she knows she's supposed to do for this community. And she comes alive when she can use her hands and be part of something bigger than herself. That is really the most impactful part of the work that I do, is watching women bloom into a place of maturity and into a place of serving others. That's really the most impactful part of what I do.
Well, and I love what you're basically developing leaders. Because you're empowering others to serve others, so you're building leadership.
That would be the best way to describe it. And leaders can be such a scary word sometimes. We hear being a leader in the community, and we think that has a lot of pressure and weight. And if I could give one message to those people that hear that word and get a little freaked out, it's not so much bearing all the weight and pressure of the needs of your community, more than changing your mind about what you're going to do about the need. It's less about meeting all of the need and more about doing your part to leave a mark on the communities around you. Mm-hmm. And so I wear a lot of hats. You know, I founded All Her Paths Ministries, which really is about equipping women to come to the Word of God with confidence, to build community that endures, and then to carry the Gospels themselves. But we've also done work as Key Spouses. I co-founded Mill Spouse Tribe Online with Alana. She's amazing. She had a beautiful dream about bringing women together to build that community, and she lovingly invited me into that. We do so much locally, from connecting events and sharing cupcake classes and all of those things. There's a lot to do, but leading essentially just means leaving your mark on the need that lives within your community.
I love it. I mean, you are such an inspirational person. The work that you are doing is amazing. I feel honored to call you a friend and to have the ability and the accessibility to call you, and she picks up. And and for that, I'm forever grateful. So if one of our listeners is relating to any of the challenges that you and I kind of discussed, what are some of the steps that they can take to get connected with you and with local resources?
Absolutely. To connect with me, the website is really the best way. The website is www.allherpaths.com, A-L-L-H-E-R-P-A-T-H-S. And my email is on there. You can see our stories. You can see the Bible study that we're walking through. We've got online Bible studies going every 6 to 10 weeks. So stay tuned, subscribe, and you can see all of the things that we're doing with All Her Paths and keep posted on what events are coming and if they're near you. But if you're relating to some of the challenges that we discussed, getting connected as a key spouse and as a ministry professional in the military community, this is the number one thing that I hear about most of the time. I don't know how to get connected. I don't know where to go, and this is what I would say. Finding a local church, for me, has been the biggest difference in getting connected with the local community. You're going to meet the people and the lifeblood of that community in local churches. That's the first place to get really connected. But the second place is to serve the community. One of the things that I've learned is the best way to connect with people is to meet needs that are going on around. So serving is really where I would recommend finding your tribe. When you find men and women that are willing to commit their hands to a service and care for others, you have found a friend that you will want to keep forever because they are outward focused and not inward focused. They have a heart for others. They have a heart for making things better where you live. And man, those people are usually the ones that will also make your life better and you will make their life better. So serving and opening your front door. Just invite your neighbor when you're going to the mailbox to check your mail for coffee. Mm-hmm. When you're in the commissary and you run across someone that has a cute dress, tell them. Just be communicative and be intentional about making new connections.
I love that. Lessons by Megan Brown. So again, if you want to get connected with Megan to learn how you can get connected, get connected locally, and then join some of her groups. One of the groups that she leads is the Male Spouse Tribe that she mentioned. You're going to want to go to her website, and we're going to have links to all of that in our show notes so that you guys can get directly with some of the amazing people, resources, and things that Megan recommends that we all do to become servants of our local community. So, Megan, is there anything else you want to touch on before we call it a wrap?
I am just so grateful to know you and to be able to share in this podcast with you. It has been such a pleasure. What a blast. And for those of you who don't know, I'm coming live from my bathroom. I've got a folding chair and a TV table up here with my laptop hiding out from my children and the babysitter.
Megan and I, before we started recording, we talked about it, and she was so cute. She said, I'm calling from the bathroom because I'm escaping my children. And we laughed, and I shared the similar story. I have this crawl space in my house that I call the Hobbit Hole, and sometimes I crawl in there, and there's a yoga mat that I'll sit on, and my husband will peep his head in and ask what I'm doing, and I just say, I'm just taking 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Mommy needs 5 minutes.
That's right. That is right. And it's the only room in the house that has, my bedroom has a door, my bathroom has a door. So there are two doors between me, the hallway, and the downstairs. And it's the quietest place in the house.
Hashtag military spouse life.
Yes. Doing the hustle. Thank you so much for having me, Lindsay. This has been amazing.
I loved the conversation, and I even learned new things about you. So, Megan, it is always a pleasure when I have an opportunity to share the platform with you. So, again, if you'd like to get more information on Megan and what she's doing with within her community and within her ministry, please visit our show notes for more information. We're going to have links to everything that Megan does. So you're going to want to go to millhousingnetwork.com, click on podcast, and look for Megan's episode. While you're there and you're browsing some of our past episodes, definitely take an opportunity to opt in to work with one of our realtors. Every time we buy or sell a home within our network, it provides a job for a military spouse. So if you're passionate about serving the military spouse community, definitely take an opportunity to work with one of our realtors. And if you, too, have an awesome PCS story, we'd love to have you as a guest on the show. So definitely opt in to work on becoming a guest. All right. So I'm Lindsay Litton, and I want to thank everybody for listening and to join us next time as we talk with another PCS warrior that is sharing some of their struggles and tips and tricks that you can implement with your next move. So more information, go to millhousingnetwork.com, click on podcast. All right, guys, so that's it. Megan, thank you again so much for your time today and for joining us from your bathroom with a folding chair and a TV tray. So from Lindsay Litton and Megan Brown, thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.